social communion center. Hey, today is Tuesday, September the 9th, 1980. This is Connie Rain interviewing Andrew Ofinger at his home about 3 miles north of Tweedy. Interviewing for the Castle Public Library Oral History Project B. Mr. Ofinger, you've lived in this area all your life?
Yes, I lived there.
When were you born?
I was born in
what year?
1994.
94. And what's the date?
21st of September.
21st of September. Oh, your birthday is coming up.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who were your parents?
T.A. Singer and Mary.
What was her? Mary?
Mary Schilling.
Schilling?
Schilling. C-H-E-S-L-E.
Schilling. Okay. And did you live on this place when you were growing up?
I lived on the old place, about a mile down the road here, in Old Rock House. That's where I was born.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you spent your whole life in this area then?
Yeah.
When you were growing up, where did you go to school? What was your first?
It was what we called the Rancher School, down near Storrs, Queens. About halfway between here and Queens was the old schoolhouse. We call it the Rancher.
The rancher?
Rancher.
Okay. How many children would be in school there at one time?
At that time, it was about 35.
Yeah, and how many teachers did you have?
One.
Do you remember, say, some of your early teachers?
Yeah.
Who were they?
Edward Sotter.
Uh-huh.
And I only had one teacher, except one year. I had one teacher by the name of Speckman for one year. That's all the teachers who think.
Mm-hmm. Speckman? Did you have thought of most of the time?
I thought of the teachers.
Okay. How many years did you go to school?
When about 4 years.
4 years. Did you go anywhere else to school? Did you have any other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, later on I went to Summerdome one year at Hamlin. First, only Summerdome we ever had at Hamlin, because that's kind of a teacher's school. Mm-hmm. And then later on, when I was about 17 or 18, so I went to Draw Fitness College for 1 year.
Oh, exactly. Did you get any education at home then, since you only went to school about 4 years?
No, I really didn't. That's why I went to the seminar, and that's why I went to George Finn's college. Mm-hmm. After a while, so I would get a little more education, because mm-hmm. we missed out quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
Your parents, were they born here in the United States?
Yeah.
Both of them. Were they Alsatian, or what ethnic origin were they?
Oh, they were German.
They were German. Did they, how did they come to this area, their family?
They come here right after the colony, I guess. They landed in New Orleans, and then made their way all the way up here to the assembly on the Southwest. So that's where they landed first. Stayed there a short while. Then they moved out here to Green Creek.
And you're talking about the Ofinger family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now your father was C.A. Ofinger.
Yeah.
And his father was the one that came then, right?
No, his father was Andrew Ofinger.
Oh, so you're named after your grandfather. Okay, now Andrew came to the United States.
Yes.
Okay, now his brother was Christian Ofinger, who founded the Lutheran Church in Castorville.
Yeah.
And also in Queens.
Yeah.
Both of them. Okay,
he was a missionary.
A missionary.
He was a missionary.
Okay, do you know where they were from in Germany?
Yeah, they were from from Wittenberg.
Do you know any more about this, you know, singer, the one that founded the Lutheran church?
Well, yes, he stayed here. He come here first, and he went back, and that's when Grandpa, and then come over after he went home again. And then he come here with him, and then later he went, he organized some churches and so on. He went back to the old country again. And then he went to Pennsylvania, and organized another colony over in Pennsylvania. There's a few Atheists in Pennsylvania. I think it's Greensburg. I'm not positive about the city.
But your grandfather came with his brother then, in other words, when he came to mission, be a missionary.
When his brother made the second trip. Uh-huh.
And this Christian Ofinger, I understand he was also one of the first teachers in Castroville of the public school system in the early 50s. He was a school teacher also. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, he did teach some school at, I guess, at Castroville and at Queen too, for a short time.
Well, did your grandfather, Andrew, did he have any education like his brother Christian? Was he?
I think the Christian thing had more education than my grandfather, than Andrew, I guess, because I wouldn't, otherwise he wouldn't become a
Now, your mother was a Sheely, you say?
Yes, no.
Okay. So do you have relatives in this area?
Yeah, I've got relatives.
Okay, when you were growing up, were you isolated, your family, in this where you lived, or did you have close neighbors?
We had close neighbors. We had neighbors of 600-700 yards.
Tell me what, when you were growing up, what was a typical day? Like, how did your family spend their time working and during the day? And what type of work did you do and so forth? You know,
we were always in farming and cattle raising. The main thing was, at that time when I was young, was planting cotton. We planted lots of cotton. That's where we made our most money out of cotton, as long as the boll weevil was not bad enough. But then the boll weevil come in, boll worm, we had to quit planting cotton, we had to go to corn, and of course cattle all the time.
And how many children were there in your family when you were growing up? Did you have any sisters and brothers?
Yeah, we were three.
Three? You had...
Della, Ethan, and Melinda.
Oh, and you were the only boy then?
I was the only boy.
When you went to school, how many months out of the year did you go to school?
Depends on how the money was available for the
teachers. Oh, so they just paid the teacher if they had enough money. And each district had to do that?
Well, I don't remember, but I guess it was in districts, but we had schools were pretty far apart here. I don't remember where all the other schools were, but it was quite a bit distant.
How did you get to school?
We walked.
You walked. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you had a lot of education when you were grown, or did you feel like you needed more?
Well, I knew I didn't have enough education because I run into some young people that had better education than I did, and I could tell that. But in those smaller towns. You know.
Uh-huh. Did your family, like at home, did they encourage you to do any?
Yeah, they. my mother especially was for education. And she had a little more education than they, but not very much either. So they just lived about 200 yards apart where they were born. Most of them, they got in the same community.
What was the community called?
That is a Storm Hill.
Storm Hill. Okay, where is the Storm Hill school? Isn't there a school named Storm Hill?
That's right here, about 300 yards north of my house now where I live.
But that wasn't built when you were...
No, that school where I went to was torn down and moved up here. So they called it the Upper Queen Schoolhouse. Kind of had to use the lumber that was in that other schoolhouse. And they had to change the name to Upper Queen School. Otherwise, it's been Storm Hill.
Well, when you were growing up and you said you worked with cattle and farm, did you have to help your father a lot?
Yeah, I still help him a lot, yeah.
And how about your sisters? Did they work too also?
Well, the 2 years, yeah. When they both got married, one got married and the other one got married, and then they both left. And I lived up on the Gillum Ranch for about 3 years, Gillum West Ranch. Me and mine didn't get married. And then when the last sister left, but he didn't want to stay back south, then I come down here. You know, I mean, I lived, then I come down here. You know, live
here. Here on the home. Okay, you married Amanda?
Yeah. Amanda
Hayden, and she was from where? Where was she from?
She was from Grenadina.
Grenadina. Okay, how did you meet Amanda?
Oh, it was a horse race, I guess, and we went over there to the horse race. And I knew some of the Sheila girls here, and they introduced me. So that's the first time I remember I met her.
About what age was that?
That was about, she was about 16, and I was about
okay, well, was that love at first sight? Did you fell for her right away? Or?
Yeah, I thought I liked her. She was a pretty girl, long black hair hanging down. And she was friendly.
Uh-huh. Who were her parents?
Mr. Alex L. Hayden.
Alex Hayden. Mm-hmm. Okay, how long did you court her?
That was about 4 years.
About 4 years?
The First World War come in, you know, and I had to go to service.
Oh, well, how old were you at that time? Yeah.
I was about 22, I guess, at that time.
And you went into the service?
Service.
In World War, okay, where did you serve in World War One?
I was stationed in Camp Mabry at Austin. I went to the auto mechanic school there and got a certificate in riveting department. And then after, when we were through there, of course, we got all that training too at the same time. And then from there, we went to Alabama in the camp for a while. And from there, we were transferred to Detroit, Michigan. And the motorcycle company building headquarters. And from there on, we went with the trucks from actually Lyme, Ohio, to Baltimore, Maryland, and that's where we put the trucks in the assembling station there, which they assembled and put them in a ship and sent them across. That was our duty.
So how many years were you in?
I was just in that about 1 year.
What? You did all of this in 1 year? And what was the reason you got out? The war was over?
The war ended, yeah, the war ended. We were right in the middle of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they got the notice that the war ended. And we stayed in there all that day. We couldn't move with our truck. We had 27 trucks stranded there because we couldn't people were so sick in the streets they couldn't drive, so we had to just sit them in trucks and wait for the other thing to roll.
What was your impression of the rest of seeing this country when you were going into the army? What?
It was a whole lot of difference than here. Big rivers up there, you know, the ice and snow, which we had to go over, and they got some, had some good land there. Where they put up some factories, so that was good, like land, but very thin settled at that time. But I still want to come back to Texas.
To Texas, the 13 But that was kind of an education in itself, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It gives you lots of different ideas, anyway. And then when I come back, we got married. Taking a trip to California.
For your honeymoon?
Honeymoon.
Oh, that was kind of, was that unusual to take a long trip like that?
I think it was probably, but I thought I'd seen all the country on the coast, they might say, and you had never rode a train before, and she said she would like to ride a train, and said, well, let's go to California.
So you went on the train?
I ran on the train.
How many days did that take you in those days to go back?
I think it was about 10, 15 days.
Traveling all that time? Okay, when did you get married then? What was the date of your marriage?
That was in 1919, November 26th.
And where did you get married?
Well, we got married in the street house. We didn't get married in front of the altar.
At the St. Louis Church?
St. Louis Church in Cuttsville.
So she was a member of the Catholic Church?
Yeah, she was a member of the Catholic Church.
And you were a member of the?
Lutheran Church in Queens.
In Queens. Okay, were there any objections to your marriage from your family because you were marrying interfaith?
No.
Your parents didn't worry about that?
Well, my mother wasn't living anymore at that time. She passed away at that time during while I was in the army in 1918.
And your sisters were already married, huh?
Yeah, sisters. They were still home. Both of them were still.
Oh, they were still home?
They were still single.
So you were the first one to get married?
Yeah.
What about her parents? Did they worry about her not marrying a Catholic?
I don't think so. I never had no discussion about it. I don't think anybody did. We agreed to do what we did, stay in our school, stay what we were, and we never had no argument about that.
You never had any problems?
Never had any problems.
And then how did you bring up your children?
They were brought up.
And you and your wife never had any disagreements over religion then?
No, we never did. There was one time something said about you destroying religion. It'd be better, you know, if you go to one church, you'd sooner go to a church.
Together?
But then you just stayed like that. And,
Well, you had pretty deep roots in the Lutheran church with your great uncle, founding the church.
I guess one thing why I didn't want to change over. I went to school through a whole group, you know, whatever you call it, went to not start and a long time. And I thought maybe I was trying to do it, not trying, I still didn't.
Oh, this is instructions for the Catholic faith? Well, when you studied the Catholic faith and being a Lutheran, what did you think was different, or do you have any feelings about that?
Well, I didn't think it was quite a bit different, all right, in some ways. But then, in the other way, we all believe about the same way. I think we go according to the Bible. I guess it's just one Bible, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, different interpretations, I think. have a feeling that both faiths then have basically the same knowledge?
Well, basically the same. You wouldn't study it too hard. I had quite a bit of education when I was young. My teacher at that time, he really took me through the mill.
Okay, when you had these instructions in the Lutheran faith, what did you have? How did you get to have them for 2 years? Every Sunday or what?
No, we went to during vacation at the public school. Then during the summer, we went to the Lutheran school to be confirmed.
And where was that mill?
That was at Queen.
Did you go down there every day, or did you stay down there?
Every day, except Saturdays and Sundays.
For 2 weeks?
We went for about 2 months.
2 months. In the summertime?
Summertime.
And so they taught you, it was strictly religion classes then? And your uncle taught you that? And what was his name?
Falkenberg.
Okay. His first name, you know?
No, I just don't know his first name.
Okay, how was he related to you?
He married my aunt, my daddy's sister. Her husband died, and then he was a preacher here at the Queen, and he lived in Tondo, and of course he buried my uncle, Charlie Martin, and then he met her there at the time. And about a year or so later, he married her. And they had one son by the name of Milton Falkenberg. That was my first cousin. And he's losing speech for now. He's the one that has been out here Queens for about 2 months while our people were gone and helped us out.
Okay, now in your Lutheran family. Do you know, for instance, when there was a marriage, how did they celebrate? Like if someone got married in the Queenie Lutheran Church, how was the ceremony held, and do you remember anybody's wedding?
Yes, I was quite a few weddings. It's about the same as any other church, I guess. And they used to have a dinner after that at somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
What they did then, they had a barbecue dinner or whatever it would be, and then they come around with a box of cigars and pass those cigars around all afternoon. And that might have had some refreshments, and everybody chipped in a little money in the cigar box when they come by with cigars.
Oh, and then they give the money to the newlyweds. Was the celebration, did they invite everyone in the community, or were they small, or?
Well, it was mostly, I guess, the kinfolks, I guess, and maybe some of the churches.
Any other customs about weddings that you can remember?
No, I just don't remember. We used to invite to quite a few weddings. I remember quite a few of my aunts that got married from the Shuler family. They're like Mr. Chris Minnie and Henry Shuler, Uncle Henry Shuler, and Ida Minnie.
Did they marry a queen? Okay, did they marry in the morning or in the evening or what day of the week?
Usually in the morning. The wedding was in the morning, same as the church wedding. That was in the church.
Uh-huh. And what day of the week were they usually held? Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And then would the celebration last all day long?
Yes, all day long. Mm-hmm.
Well, what type of wedding did you have? After you married in the priest's house, where did you have your party?
Well, we didn't have no party at that particular day. We just got married and went back home to my baby's home. And they said, I imagine we had a little dinner there. So then we left right away for the trip to Hamden. We called the train in Hamden. And then when we come back, I don't remember exactly what date that was, but the man's mother and daddy gave us a turkey dinner right at Thanksgiving Day, or it might have been Thanksgiving Day, I'm not quite sure just what about the date.
Okay, we've been talking about when you got married. Let's go back a little bit to when you were younger. You went to school in this area and you went to religion classes in Queens. What did you do for fun or for entertainment when you were young?
Well, we went to parties because we had some Methodist church right close by, and we had lots of Methodists there. And when the first master was young, we mixed up. Had parties. And when we had parties, we played those games such as skips and the loo and so on, ring games. We called them ring games. And it's almost like some of them are almost like a square dance, you know. And so that's what the entertainment
was. Did you do it with music?
No.
How old were you when you were talking about this type of game?
Well, I was about 16.
Did you have dances in this area?
Yeah, we had surprise parties. We had surprise parties at various homes. You know, and we had a rally and talk. And they had to take a beer and then the birthday party or surprise party and dance and clean out the other room and dance in the home.
And this would be like if someone was having a birthday, they had a surprise party for the person, and everybody, all the neighbors would come. So that was probably, was this your main getting together with your neighbors, were these types of surprise?
That's about the main get together of neighbors and friends for the surprise party. There's quite a few in problems.
Did Queenie ever have any type of festival or celebration to commemorate the founding of Queenie? Did they ever have any?
Yeah, we did it one time, but I couldn't tell you just what it was called. It was in those days, right around the Second World War, if I'm not mistaken. Here in Tweedy, and had quite a few creeks there, and we had a big celebration on the Tweedy Creek. I just don't remember too much else.
I've never heard of that before, but I always wondered, you know, if they celebrated.
I don't know what they really called it, but then, you know, we had the old church, and they tore the old church down, and built a new one. Had a big celebration then at Queen when they rebuilt that church and invited the wedding, we call it the church, they had Cornerstone and the new church, and the old Cornerstone is in the new church.
Oh, how close, where was the old church as compared to where
it just moved about 100 feet.
So the cemetery was always there then?
The church cemetery is always right. Now we got a new cemetery, a public cemetery. We don't use the old cemetery anymore, but all the old folks, the old aprons, the old boots, and all those are buried on the old cemetery.
Right next to the new
cemetery.
Now you mentioned that there was a Methodist church So most of the people in this area belong to either the Methodist or the Lutheran Church.
Yeah, most of them. Where do you test this first time?
Do you see any reason? Do you think that the Lutherans and Castro's colony moved to this area for that reason?
I think so. Somebody told me one time that they, most of the people in Castro were French. German people, they kind of moved further back to settle on the sea. And Methodist where?
Have you ever heard anything about, I read a newspaper of 1878 where they were talking about New Fountain wanting to move the county seat and build a courthouse in this area. Did you ever hear anything about that?
Yes, I think we had the county seat here at one time, for a short time. Not enough to say. There's an old building there which belonged to the Bailey. And that old building there, that is not so clear to me either, but that's where they held the first school in, that I know of, the private school.
Oh, and which Bailey is that?
That's the old Roy Bailey's.